Be aware of your thoughts. All your power is in your awareness of that power, and through holding that power in your consciousness. Your mind can be like a runaway steam train if you let it. It can take you off to thoughts of the past, and then take you off to thoughts of the future by taking past bad events and projecting those into your future. Those out-of-control thoughts are creating too. When you are aware, you are in the present and you know what you are thinking. You have gained control of your thoughts, and that is where all your power is. So how do you become more aware? One way is to stop and ask yourself, what am I thinking now? What am I feeling now? The moment you ask, you are aware because you have brought your mind back to the present moment. Whenever you think of it, bring yourself back to the awareness of now. Do it hundreds of times each day because, remember, all of your power is in your awareness of your power. Michael Bernard Beckwith sums up the awareness of this power when he says, remember to remember. Those words have become the theme song of my life. To help myself become more aware, so I would remember to remember, I ask the universe to give me a gentle nudge to bring me back to the present whenever my mind has taken over and is having a party at my expense. That gentle nudge happens by me bumping myself or dropping something, a loud noise or a siren or an alarm going off. All of these things are signals to me that my mind has taken off and to come back to the present. When I receive these signals, I stop immediately and ask myself, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Am I aware? And of course, in the moment I do that, I'm aware. The very moment you ask yourself, if you are aware, you are there. You are aware. The real secret of power is consciousness of power. Charles Sandel. As you become aware of the power of the secret and begin to use it, all of your questions will be answered. As you begin to have a deeper understanding of the law of attraction, you can start make asking questions a habit, and as you do, you will receive the answer to each one. You can begin by using this book for that very purpose. If you are seeking an answer or guidance on something in your life, ask the question, believe you will receive, and then open this book randomly. At that exact place where the pages fall open will be the guidance and answer you are seeking. The truth is that the universe has been answering you all of your life, but you cannot receive the answers unless you are aware. Be aware of everything around you, because you are receiving the answers to your questions in every moment of the day. The channels those answers can come through are unlimited. They could be delivered in the form of a newspaper headline that attracts your attention, or overhearing someone speaking, or a song on the radio, or signage on the track passing by, or receiving a sudden inspiration. Remember to remember and become aware. I have found in my own life and in others' lives that we do not think well of ourselves or love ourselves completely. To not love ourselves can keep what you want from us. When we don't love ourselves, we are literally pushing things away from us. Everything we want, whatever it may be, is motivated by love. It is to experience the feelings of love in having those things: youth, money, the perfect person, job, body, or health. To attract the things we love, we must transmit love, and those things will appear immediately. The catch is to transmit the highest frequency of love. You must love yourself, and that can be difficult for many. If you focus on the outside and what you see now, you may trim yourself up, because what you see and feel about you now is a result of what you used to think. If you don't love you, the person you see now is likely to be full of faults that you have found in yourself. To love yourself fully, you must focus on a new dimension of you. You must focus on the presence inside of you. Take a moment and sit still. Focus on feeling the life presence inside you. As you focus on the presence within, it will begin to reveal itself to you. It is a feeling of pure love and bliss, and it is perfection. That presence is the perfection of you. That presence is the real you. As you focus on that presence, as you feel, love, and praise that presence, you will love yourself fully, quite possibly for the first time in your life. Anytime you look at yourself with critical eyes, switch your focus immediately to the presence within, and its perfection will reveal itself to you. As you do this, all imperfections that have manifested in your life will dissolve, because imperfections cannot exist in the light of this presence. Whether you want to regain perfect eyesight, dissolve disease and restore well-being, turn poverty into abundance, reverse aging and degeneration, or eradicate any negativity, focus on and love the presence within you, and perfection will manifest. The absolute truth is that the I is perfect and complete. The real I is spiritual and can therefore never be less than perfect. It can never have any lack, limitation, or disease. Charles Sandel. Secret Summaries. Everything is energy. You are an energy magnet, so you electrically energize everything to you and electrically energize yourself to everything you want. You are a spiritual being. You are energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. It just changes form. Therefore, the pure essence of you has always been and always will be. The universe emerges from thought. We are the creators not only of our own destiny, but also of the universe. An unlimited supply of ideas is available to you. Knowledge, discoveries, and inventions are the universal mind, as possibilities waiting for the human mind to draw them forth. You hold everything in your consciousness. We are all connected, and we are all one. Let go of difficulties from your past, cultural codes, and social beliefs. You are the only one who can create the life you deserve. A shortcut to manifesting your desires is to see what you want as absolute fact. Your power is in your thought, so stay aware. In other words, remember to remember.